Welcome to Lydia's Ladies Podcast. Now, this is a podcast for women who want to have a close relationship with God, but just don't know how, or they want to strengthen their walk with God, but just don't know how. I'm here to help you, give you tips, tools, things that I've learned from the Bible, my own walk, and you might hear from another few ladies as well, on how to have a true, deep, strong, meaningful relationship with God like never before. All right, my loves, I want to talk about you today, and just like what you're thinking, what you're feeling, and what you're telling yourself. And just remember, in everything, in any situation, God loves you. Now, I've been reading out faith-based affirmations to myself. So affirmations taken from a scripture. I know that there's another type, New Age type. That's not what we're talking about here. Okay, everybody, okay, let's get back in the room. So I developed a line. I took out some of my favorite scriptures and took out the key theme of it and made that into an affirmation for myself. Now, let me tell you why. Now, the why is, let's go to the Bible, obviously, girls. Now, looking at Philippians 4. Philippians 4 verse 8, okay, it says, finally, brothers and sisters, let's talk about the sisters here, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent and praiseworthy, think about such things. So, my dear, getting right nice and close into the camera and the mic, what do you think about every day or through the day? Do you think about yourself as like a precious, beautiful, chosen princess? Do you know that God thinks you're amazing? Let me just because this has come ahead, I'm going right back to the one in just a second. Do you know, I'm sure you know because you read this, you know God thinks you're amazing. God thinks you are so, so beautiful. Let me just drop this one in your lap here. In Songs, right, Songs 4:7, remember God has told you, this is who you are. God has told you, Songs 4:7, you are altogether beautiful. My darling, there is no flaw in you. Now imagine, this is what God thinks of you. So what are you thinking of yourself? God thinks that you're beautiful. There's no flaw in you, that you're God's darling. What else? There's no flaw in you. Like, imagine God thinks all these amazing stuff about you. But do you sit there sometimes and think, oh, I'm not slim enough. Oh, I've not got the biggest bum. Oh, I've not got this much money. Oh, I don't have this boyfriend. Oh, my husband's not doing good. Oh, the kids. Oh, are you thinking all these things? No, because that goes against that God thinks you're beautiful. You're amazing. There's no flaw on you. You're his darling. And then it definitely goes against Philippians 4. We'll jump back to Philippians 4 here. About whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, praiseworthy. Think about these things, because you know, everything starts from a thought. Whether you do something good, it's probably starts from a thought in your mind. Do you know what I'm saying? Everything starts from a thought. However you're feeling in your heart, it starts from a thought, you know? So really check what it is that you're thinking about, because that's what really drives your heart, your actions, your day, you know? If you're thinking like today, oh, the scale said, how much stones? I'm going to have a bad day. You're going to have a bad day. Who cares what the scales say? Just throw them out anyway. So I really want to encourage you, think great things and start creating affirmations from scriptures. Let me give you an idea of some of the ones that I'm using that are helping me, and I hope that they're helping you. So listen to these. And I say them out to myself, maybe throughout the day, in the morning, looking in the mirror, all this stuff. Do what works for you. Let me tell you this first one. And it goes back to the first scripture that I just said in Songs 4:7. I am beautiful. I am beautiful. I am beautiful. I am beautiful. Songs 4:7. So whenever I do it, I always connect it to a scripture. So I know it's not just me just talking airy fairy and whatever type of nonsense. I know that I'm pulling this affirmation scripture from God's word, the truth, about me. So today, lady, if you're not feeling so great, you're feeling a bit, oh, I'm over the scales, or my hair, my wear, whatever is not looking good, say that one out to yourself. Say it with me. Just come along with me right about now. I am beautiful. I am beautiful. Girl, can you say it like you mean it? I am beautiful. I am beautiful. You know, because sometimes you're the only one that's going to give you a compliment that day. So give yourself the compliment from God's love letter, from his heart, straight into yours. Okay? So that's just one I love to do. But I am beautiful. I'm going to run some more. I'm happy. I'm happy. I'm happy. I'm happy. I am happy. Proverbs 17:22. So if you're feeling low, you're feeling down, sometimes you're not too sure why. Is it your monthly cycle? Is it the chemical balance in your brain? Is it your boss getting on your nerves? Is it the husband, the boyfriend, the children, the job, the trouble? It could be a lump, could be your roommate, it could be anything. You've got to start telling your mind. You've got to start speaking the truth into your mind. I am happy. I am happy. And say it's Proverbs 17:22. And then you can go back and read this scripture. Sometimes you just need your mind to just switch from that negative thought. And this is a way how I found reading these affirmations out loud. Ooh, girl, it's life changing. Like, where you been? Come on. Anyway, we'll do a couple more, right? So this one, you know, sometimes you might be at work or, you know, studying at school or uni, wherever you're doing. And you know, you don't understand what the book or the question or the exam or the teacher is saying. Yes, I've been there. I've been there. I've been there. So this is where times you've got to start training yourself. Don't tell yourself, I'm too thick, I'm too dumb, I can't read, English is not my first language, all the different things. Start telling yourself, you remember Philippians said, think about what is excellent, praiseworthy, what is right, what is pure, all of this stuff. Think about all those stuff. Start telling yourself in those situations, I am wise. I am wise. I am wise. And that's from Proverbs 18:15, okay? So just make sure you're telling yourself the truth, and God's truth, the truth is God's truth, the word. Make sure you're feeding your mind with this truth, reminding yourself of the truth that God talks about to you. Another one of my favorites, I am strong. Have you ever been in a gym, you're trying to bang weights, right? And it's just trying to take over you. You can't finish on the treadmill. You've got 20 minutes left. And why is it the last 2 minutes on the treadmill feel like just murder? Why is that? I don't know. You know, your music ain't pumping, your legs are hurting, and the time's taking long. In those times, I'm telling you, in gym or in circuit class, start telling yourself I'm strong. Psalm 18:1. I am strong. I am strong. I am strong. You need to say this one out loud, particularly when you're in the gym or when you're moving the buggy up and down the stairs with the little babies and the shopping and this and that. Tell yourself I'm strong. I can do it. I am strong. Psalm 18:1. I am strong. And if it helps you to do, you know, the power girl motion, do that. I am strong. I'm strong. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Yeah. Here we go. Another one. You know, if you're going into those interviews, you're going on a date, you're going to go and, I don't know, have that conversation with someone at work and you feel really, really nervous. God don't want you to be nervous or discouraged, etc. Listen to this. You need to start telling yourself in this one, I am confident. I am confident. I am confident. Psalms 27:13-14, okay? You got to drop it like it's hot, girl. You've got to start telling yourself. Or if you don't say it, remind yourself. Say these things out loud. Because listen, if you don't talk to your mind, yeah, I'm telling you 110%. Satan is going to be talking into your mind and start making you do all type of fool you don't want to do. So listen, okay? Listen, tell your mind the right things. Tell your mind the thing that God wants you to know, the truth, because God wants to lead and direct your steps, you know? So start telling your mind the great things that God wants, that God wants you to do. Think of what is right, what is praiseworthy, what is noble, what is lovely. Think about these things. God thinks these things of you. So why don't you think these things of you yourself? Yeah, you get my point. Let me do another one. Don't I am wise, I'm confident. Okay. I'm gonna do like one more. Okay. I am full of joy. I am full of joy. And when you say it, right, if it's one like full of joy, don't be like, I'm full of joy. I'm full of joy. I'm full of joy. No, it's not gonna work. You're not gonna work like that. You gotta say the word, say the emotion. Do you know what I'm saying? Don't disrespect God's work in that way. Whatever, God wrote this with passion, so you say it with passion over yourself, you know? So, I am full of joy. Whatever it is you need to do, jump, walk, whatever. Get the feeling into your body. And then that was from Nehemiah 8:10. I love Nehemiah. I'm going to probably do an episode on Nehemiah because I'm studying that out with my in my quiet times of God. I'm just wait for that. Just wait soon, and very soon I'm going to do that one. And then, yeah, I just really feel that these help me so much, because your mind can dominate a lot of things. Your mind can dominate your whole mood. Your mind can dominate, you know, what sin you're choosing to get into that day. You need to really guard your heart, like it says, Proverbs 4:23. But guard your mind from all negative thoughts and stuff like that by saying God's word out loud. If it helps you to say the whole scripture out loud, if you can do it verbatim correctly, do it. If it helps you to do an affirmation and quote back into the scripture and read the scripture, do it. Do what works to bring your mind, focus your mind back onto the Lord. Rather than on sin, or this one gets on your nerve, she's not cleaning up the kitchen, this, you know, all of that. Put your mind on God. That's where the strength is. That's where the blessings. That's where the peace is. This peace that's so indescribable. Woo! It's there. You just got to go and you got to fight for it. You know, so I just really want to encourage you with these affirmations. These are the ones that I'm using, right? And of course, like, if this has helped you, do you know what I'm saying? If these affirmations helped you, you can see that, like, you can see, I really, what would your life be like if you could do these affirmations daily using the scripture? This is not woo-woo affirmations. These are scriptures based on the Bible. How much better would you feel about yourself, about your mind day to day? Do you know what I'm saying? Wouldn't your life be so much more impacting? Your thoughts will be more focused on God. Your feelings about yourself will be more encouraging, more positive. So, knock on effect is, you can do more positive, more encouraging things than what you've ever thought before, because your mind is thinking in a God, Christ-like way, because you're using God's word to renew your mind. Romans 12:2, you know what I'm saying? So if you want your mind, your life to be renewed, you want to have these affirmations in your life, and you've loved this video, you've loved what I said, then my dear, LT's got something for you. Now, you can go to my website. There's going to be over at the bottom of this post or in the notes on the podcast. And you can go to my website, LydiasLadiesCreateAStudio.com, and you can grab yourself a copy of the new Faith-Based Affirmations audiobook. So if you liked what I said just now, and it's going to help you to say those out loud, you can say along a number of one of my favorites in my new Affirmations audiobook. So go onto my website, LydiasLadiesCreateAStudio.com, or just DM me and you want the link, I will send it to you. So wherever it is you're watching this video or listen to this recording, whatever it is you're doing, DM me so I can send you a link so you can get a copy of your Faith-Based Affirmations audiobook to start getting your mind right so you can live right, think right, feel right, and just do right by God. Do you know what I'm saying? If that's what you want to do, then let's do it together. Let me be that voice in your ear helping you, affirming God's truth in your mind, in your heart, by listening to me over and over again. And you say it along with me too. We do it together. It's like a, so I'm almost like, yeah, I'm like the voice in your ear, you know? So if you love this video and you know that affirmations is something that you want to start trying, you want to hear, you want to do a sample, whatever, please go onto my website. Let's do this. This is the year, man. We can't just keep doing the same old, thinking we're going to get a different result. No, it's time to put in the change. And if that change means you get the affirmations audiobook, make it happen, make that change. Let's do some great things this year. All right, I'm going to see you in the next episode, my love. And I look forward to being that voice in your ear. Thank you so much for listening to Lydia's Ladies Podcast. I hope you learned so much from this episode and you're able to strengthen your walk with God like never before, yeah? I'm so grateful for you listening and just following along and for your support every single week. I'm so grateful. Now, if you love the podcast and you want to learn a little bit more, you need a little bit more on how to strengthen your walk with God, I hear you, my love. I want you to go onto my website, right? LydiasLadies.com, because I have an audiobook on there, which is all affirmations based on faith and scriptures in the Bible. Not no woo-woo girl. All scriptures and affirmations on the Bible. So things like, I am strong, I am confident. You know, so if you need that in your life, it's just an audiobook to help you have that reminder of how great a woman you are, to remind you that you are the Deborah, Proverbs 31, the Esther in the life that God has given you. Okay. So if you want to delve deep and you want an audiobook to remind you how good and great you are, and you love a bit of affirmations, and even better because they're based on the Bible, then my dear, go ahead onto the website, www.lydiasladies.com.
go on there and check out the Affirmations audiobook. You can listen to a sample. You can try before you buy, okay? So go on there, have a little look, and see how the Affirmations audiobook is going to help you grow closer to God like never before.